You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
Challenge to change. Where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth in relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
The new message I'm teaching on is called Blind Spots. See, I made a mistake. I'm excited about it. I've always been excited about a mistake. But turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you got any blind spots? Uh-oh, see what the neighbor say. What your neighbor say? What your neighbor say? Did they say yeah? Who said they didn't have none? Who said it? Everybody acknowledge? Okay. All right, so guys, we got a conversation at church. Just want to let you know. You raise your hand. Might come your way. 2 minutes or less. If you need a pen and paper, just slip up your hand, because it's been proven after 24 hours you forget 95% of what you just heard. So you want to write stuff down, and I know you got phones and so forth. So, all right, everybody good? All right, blind spots. Let's read this together so we can all know that we said it. Blind spots are personal traits or aspects we don't even know about that may limit the way we act, react, behave, believe, that limit our effectiveness. So what do you think that means, guys? Blind spots we don't know about. But see, one thing we got the spirit of who living on the inside? The Holy Spirit, which is the spirit of truth. So when we want to get something, we can ask them about it. So a blind spot is a personal trait. It's something that we do. Like a person who talks all the time don't think they what? Talk all the time. A person that's mean think they nice. Why y'all laughing about that? Why they laughing about that, Faith? Why they laughing about it? So y'all fill in the blank. A person who what? Y'all fill in the blank. Yes, Faith?
Yesterday we were talking, Sharon and I was saying in school, she said I was a studious student, but uh-huh. I would act like I didn't know.
Okay. All right. Okay. Person who is a nagger will say what? I don't nag. I just asked them once. What else? What else is personality trait that we don't control? I'm not controlling. I'm trying to help. See how that works? Y'all get how it works? All right, so we're going to look into that thing. What you got, Cheryl? You got one?
A person says,
might come your way.
We might might say, you think you know everything, oh. And they'll say, no, I don't think I know everything, mm-hmm. But they do. They but act they, like they do.
All right. Got one here. Like, you know, when I'm in a rush to get somewhere, I go sit in the car. Okay, I go sit in the car. So I didn't realize I was sitting in the car. The girl asked me, she said, honey, why do you sit in the car? I said, I sit in the car. She said, yeah. I said, okay, honey, I'm going to come back in the house. I went back in the house. I stopped sitting in the car. All right? But subconsciously, that was my way of saying what, Corey?
Hurry up.
Let's go. Okay. If I'm in the car, you need to be in the car. And then what happened was, when she brought it to my attention, Deb, I stopped sitting in the car. Now, that was the blind spot. That was blind spot. So now I just watch TV while I'm waiting on my wife. Yeah, okay. Now, what do you say? Now I stand by the door. All right, go ahead.
I do that too.
Mic check. This doesn't pertain to me. But, you okay. know, some people who have a little rough side and could be a little, what do they call it, brash or whatever?
Brash. Okay.
If they're mean, they could be like, I just keep it real.
I just keep it real. Y'all heard that one? Okay. All right. What else? What else y'all got? Dale?
I don't eat that much.
Huh? I don't eat that much.
Yeah.
How many of y'all said though? That's your third slice of pie. Yeah. You're like, nah. I'm eating for tomorrow.
People might be critical.
What would they say?
They don't know. They just might say something to you about, well, why don't you try doing it this way where, you know, you think you did it okay.
Okay.
But they just want to, you know, they're basically saying that you didn't do it good enough.
Gotcha. And this is how they do it too. Won't you just do it this way? I mean, they stand right over you. All right, what else? Y'all understand then what blind spots is. I can see y'all going with it. Anybody else? All right, so y'all understand this? How many things does it impact? How you act? React. Y'all ever dealt with people that, I'm looking at the word react, where you don't want to talk to them because if you do, you are concerned about their reaction. Right, Benetta? I mean, it's like you. Oh, she's okay. You're concerned about their reaction, but to them, they say what? You can tell me anything. So that's where we're going. Y'all okay with that? Okay. Friends, I see you smiling back there. You know somebody like it, right? Okay. All right. Check this one out. Areas where we just can't see how, where, and why we are wrong. You met anybody that's never wrong? You said the sun is shining. They say it's not. And it's cloudy outside. They'll put a dog pile sunglasses on just so they can prove that it's dark outside. I mean, they'll go through any lengths to be right. Okay? So y'all understand what it is, right? They're talking to Madeline. Okay, all right. All right, check this out. Going blind on purpose is information that is so troubling, so frightening. Check this out. So opposed to what we believe that to absorb it would be to shatter our view of ourselves and the world. That's why I spent all these years at CGM getting people to look at church differently. Because church originally seemed like it was centered around, don't tell people how you really feel. Better not cry in church. Better not share that you got drunk last night, that you slept with somebody, booty call, all those types of things. You know, church is not about that. If you sin, you better leave church instead of come to them. So it took a while to shatter that. And I saw yesterday, y'all took honesty to a new level yesterday. I'm telling you, it's like nothing. And nobody talked to each other about it. You know, like, girl, you shouldn't have shared that. I mean, it was no shame in nobody's game. I cried so hard, I had to go out and blow my nose. You know how when you cry, your stuff gets... But guys, understand this is why you have blind spots in place. It's because it will shatter the way you believe. It will shatter your worth. It will shatter what you think about a person. So we choose not to look at that blind spot because if we look at it, we'll see it for what it really is, and it impacts every area of our lives. So Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. Let's read this one together. There is a way which seems right to a man and appears straight before but it, in the end, it's the way of death. So death could be physical, but it also could be to whatever you're believing for. So you believing for a job, and you believe that God is going to rain one. Anybody ever had a job rain down on them? You had a job rain down? I mean, job rain? Okay, that's what I'm saying. Okay, all right? So nobody had a job rain down on. So I'm believing God for a job. Shouldn't have to apply for it. Shouldn't have to interview for it. Shouldn't have to do a resume. Shouldn't have to show up for it. So you talking to somebody and you wondering why you're employed, that's a blind spot. Follow me? So you need, the scripture says, iron sharpens iron. What does that mean? Anybody? Got one right here, one right here.
You need people to tell you the truth.
Need people to tell you the truth.
And, okay. And you need to be able to be honest with them as well.
Okay, all right. Might come your way.
It's a partner or a friend that comes alongside of you,
okay. And
you sharpen them while they sharpen you.
Yeah. So it goes both ways. You sharpen the blade that way, and they sharpen the blade that way. I got my iron sharp eye. She right there in the, what color is that? Canary? Yeah, that boy. She be sharpening a lot of people. How many of y'all been sharpened by Curly? Look around. Who got two hands? Baden got two hands up. See, the key to her, the key to Curly, though, is she won't get in stuff until you ask her opinion. This is what she said. You hadn't got her opinion yet, have you? You haven't asked anything yet? Girl, your time is coming. She said, this is how she answered you back when you said you want my opinion. This is what she said. She says, you really want my opinion? And then, you know, people start shaking like this, like, yeah. So we had a conversation one day. I said, sweetie, I know you direct, but can you just season it a little bit when you tell me something? And she said, okay, I can do it. But so you need somebody in your life that you can ask. I mean, just like I talked with her about the names of the conference. I said, hey, sweetie, well, what do you think? Because how many of y'all know God created men and women different? Yes. Men think one way and women think another way. Yes. All right? All right, yeah. Go ahead and shout it, huh? they say, oh, Lord, over on this side. So you need to find out. Write this down. This is deep. Y'all ready for it? Jay, you ready for it? Difference is good. Chucky and what name is it? The Rugrats. I learned that from them. But God created men and women different. What do? We spend all our time trying to get you to be like me and me to be like you. You want to talk about how to marriage? Do it. Different is good. The reason why he wanted us different, y'all can look at a woman and see their body is different than ours. You follow me? They think different than we do. Yeah. They think about multiple things all at one time. Okay? We thinking about what? One thing. All right? You see, y'all said sex. We didn't say sex. We didn't say sex. We just, before the day, we didn't say it, did we? We said one thing. It could be cutting grass. See, we cutting grass. See, cutting grass. Man in the gutter. That's what they say. Uh-oh. Somebody read this one for me. You got it, Mike. Go ahead.
How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye when all the time there is a plank in your own eye?
What's in your own eye? Anybody got a piece of dust or lint on them? Give it to me. Okay, all right. All right. We got a piece of lint right here. All right, that's a speck. What's this? Hey, look, so you got an issue. But which one is longer, guys? The speck? The plank. So he said, do what? Take the plank out of your eye first, and then you approach them about the dust that's in their eye. Plank, it's long. Girl, you know what? I saw you and the way you were dressed. They got a miniskirt on, showing everything. But what you got on?
Your blouse too deep.
Your blouse too deep. So you gotta get yourself straight before you go to somebody else, and then ask them, "Do you mind if I share something with you?" And they can tell based off your personality what it is. If you're a complainer, what you gonna do? Complain. If you're an encourager, what are you gonna do? You're gonna encourage them out of that behavior. Write that down. Instead of criticizing them to change, why don't you encourage them to change? Remember, that's what the Holy Spirit does. He convicts us into change by telling us that's not who you really are. He doesn't condemn us. Satan condemns, or Holy Spirit convicts. You're better than this. You got Jesus living on the inside of you. There's change available to you. I say, so I say, make sure. But then he goes on to say, I like how he started out real easy right here. And then the next thing, in verse 5, he said, hypocrite. What's a hypocrite? Person who's doing the same thing they tell you not to do. So right there, he warms us up. How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye when all the time there's a plank in your own eye? Then in verse 5, he said, you hypocrite. So what, we didn't get the warning on verse 4? So then he said, you hypocrite. First, take out. So if you didn't get it right this time, he's warning you again. First, take the plank out of your own eye. Then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. So what did I not see the first time? He said, then you will see clearly. So is there adjustments that we need to make that allow us to see better? You know? Y'all tell me something. I just need to know. Inquiring minds want to know. I'm looking at you, Cheryl. Why people take the glasses off to read? Because it's, I mean, I'm just asking because I don't know. I mean, you'll see people got glasses through. Huh? Oh, no, she didn't. I'm going to walk over here. Might come your way. Y'all know people to do that? Okay. I just want to know what, I've always wanted to know, and this is the perfect time to ask.
I'm nearsighted.
Nearsighted, okay.
That means I see good up close.
Okay.
I have the glasses to see what's over there.
Okay.
So when I'm supposed to have bifocals, uh-huh. so that it corrects it down here, uh-huh. but I don't want to pay for them.
Okay.
So to see what's close, okay. I just take the glasses
okay,
off.
Okay, all right, see, there you go. Simple answer, I just didn't know. All right. So turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor. So you're going to take the plank off first? Your neighbor. See what the neighbor say. What your neighbor say? What your neighbor? Tamika, what your neighbor say? She said she wasn't going to take the plank off. Okay, no, I'm just joking. Any neighbor said they weren't going to take it out? Everybody was open? All right. Y'all ready for this? Uh-oh. Let's read this out loud. Y'all ready? If we could see ourselves as others see us. This is your assignment. Y'all ready for assignment? I want you to ask somebody in your life, would you mind telling me any blind spots that you think I'm not aware of? Only ask them to give you one. Okay? Because they've been waiting on this thing. They've been waiting. 10 years. They got 10 things saved up. You this, and this. Y'all feel comfortable doing that? How many are a little nervous about that? Well, okay. All right. So those got your hands up. Just shout it out to me. Why are you a little nervous to ask that? Go ahead and give me the mic. And give me a mic over there on this side. Who had the hand up on this side? Okay.
Concerned about what might come back in return.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
There might be too long of a list for me to deal with.
Okay, all right. So just remind them, say one thing. Okay. And this is the hard part. Y'all ready for it? Don't say anything but thank you. See, it's hard already. They say, no, I was going to do it up to this point. Don't say anything but thank you. And then don't retaliate by telling, well, you told me that now. I'm going to tell you something. Okay? Can y'all do that? Can that? Porter, you think they can do it? Porter said, I don't think we can do it. Yes, okay.
I don't like being wrong.
Huh? You don't like being wrong?
I don't like being wrong.
Okay, all right, okay. Because if you're wrong, what did I say about you?
I don't know.
Okay. So that goes back to where we were. That part right there. It was shattered. It was shattered her world to be wrong. That's why I ask people, what does it say about you? Write this down. The only reason we do behavior is because it works. Whatever behavior we do is because in our sphere, it worked. So if I'm having a conversation and I start crying, then you're going to do what? Comfort me instead of confront me or address me. If you start screaming, everybody does what when you start screaming? Raise your voice. They normally do what? closed down. So the only reason we're doing that behavior is because it worked. But it also locks you into a certain place. Y'all got this? So y'all willing to ask people? How many of you are really going to ask the people? All right, I got almost half of the congregation. But what can't you do? What are you supposed to say? Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Mike coming your way. Hold on. Mike coming your way. Todd, what you got?
If we only do behavior because it works, mm-hmm. how do you get to through a person if you still need to get your, I guess, not your point across, but let them see what you need to see? So, for instance, okay, they always cry.
Okay, all right.
And then, okay. But you still need, you okay. crying, but I still need you to see okay. what I need to see without.
All right.
How do you get
okay.
past that?
So what you do is you start to make adjustments to the behavior with them. So this time what you do is, Curly did extremely well. So what she'll do is she'll say, okay, go ahead and cry, and she'll get up and go get tissues for you. Go get some tissues for you. Bring the tissues back. And she'll sit a little further away from you, you know, like act like she's doing something. So she's giving you your space. Then once you stop crying, then she comes back. But her posture is different. Instead of sitting down at the table with you where you were talking like that, she'll stay standing but create distance. I do the same thing when people saying special stuff. You know, you'll see me start to back up because it's like too special. You follow me? So we didn't run from the behavior. We modified our behavior so that they could feel more comfortable. Now, it's really good when you have other people doing the same thing. You know, almost like a family intervention. But, yeah, you modify your behavior for theirs. Like if I'm ministering here and I see someone's having a challenge trying to talk based off them crying, you'll see me go further away from them so that I'm giving them their distance. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
I may be running ahead.
Okay.
Tell me if I am. Okay. But I'm picking up on what a sister said back here about she would do it because she'd be afraid to.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But
afraid to be wrong.
I'm alone now.
Okay.
My husband died for you. This is my daughter, by the way.
Hey, no daughter.
And so I just talk to the Lord all day, you know, because
okay.
I'm a talker.
Okay. All right.
And I mean, I talk to the people playing baseball and say, come on now, the pitcher can't win the game by himself.
Okay,
you know, that kind of person.
Okay.
So I just talk to the Lord about everything. And if I don't have a friend close enough to be able to do what we're talking about here, which is very good, I think.
Okay.
I just asked the Lord, and I had to do this yesterday because my blood sugar shot up.
Okay.
And I just did what the nurse practitioner told me to do.
Okay.
And we have an enemy, but we can't blame everything on the enemy
the
time.
That's real. That's it.
And so I said, Lord, if I have done something, because I teach, you know, and I'm in a prayer ministry in my church.
Okay.
And so if I've done something that I need to correct, I want you to tell me if this is the devil, I'm willing to admit, address that to. And he did. He showed me what it was. And it was something that the nurse practitioner told me to do. But with my sugar running high, I couldn't eat a banana every day.
Okay. All right.
To bring my potassium up.
Okay. Appreciate your honesty. So she's right, though. You can ask. Of course you can ask the Holy Spirit. That's the first person to ask. Holy Spirit, what's going on with me? Who did I offend? Why did I offend them? What's in me that caused me to offend? You can, of course. The Holy Spirit is the teacher. He's the guide. He'll take the things of who? God, and show it to us. All right, so y'all going to do the assignment? Okay. All right, I'm going to check on it. Y'all know where my scribe at. Teresa, you got me? Okay. All right. Uh-oh, y'all ready for this one? What angers us about other people could be a sign about what's triggered on the inside of us. You ever heard people talk about being late and they late all the time? Why you always late? But they late. Yeah, okay? So what angers us about, and I'm not saying this is always the case, but I'm saying that it has some truth attached to it, okay? So does greed make certain people angry? You always, you know, it's like, do you have any stuff on the inside of you that mimics what you are disliking? Yeah, y'all dealt with anybody that's selfish? And then they selfish. But they don't like people who are selfish. They'll call you selfish, but they selfish. What are you thinking, Wayne? What are you thinking, Wayne? Like, Prejudice. That's a big hot word. And the reality of it is, guys, just be real. We all have some prejudice in us. We all do. Might be towards the opposite sex, might be towards another color, might be towards a different type of religion. But we all got some stuff in us. And so it comes out when we see something. Y'all understand what I'm saying? You see a multiracial couple together, and you can start to feel something on the inside of you. Am I talking to the right people? But all we got to do is take it to God. Father, you know, what's in me that didn't like what I saw? You see somebody get waited on at another table, and you thinking you've been sitting there for a while. They could have called ahead, or you just might got overlooked. It might just been what you saw. But now you with your spouse or you with your best friend and you're supposed to sit down and eat and all y'all talking about is how in the blank did they get served before me? Y'all know what I'm talking about? Am I lying? You ain't talking about nothing else. And guys, in Proverbs, they're talking about you're not supposed to eat food cooked by an angry person. Okay? Guess who the angry person is? You. Digestive system all messed up. You trying to eat something that don't slide down the way it's supposed to. Then you start complaining about your best meal that you just paid $100 for to treat somebody because you got it at the wrong table. I wanted one by the window. You gave that woman the one by the window. So could it be? What? Oh, y'all know any stubborn people? Uh-oh. Only two people, one shouted it out, and the other one raised their hand. What about this side? Y'all know any stubborn people on this side? Have you ever been accused of being stubborn?
Yes.
Okay. See, that's what I'm talking about. I'm moving kind of quick from this one because y'all know lazy people. Anybody know lazy people? What ticks you off about lazy people? Just talk to me. What ticks you off? Because people get mad about lazy people. What is it? Just do it. Just do it. Give her the mic. Give her the mic. See. And move quickly. Please move quickly.
I mean, by the time, you know, you finish, like, saying all the reasons you're not going to do it, or you were going to do it, or you could have done it, but it didn't. Just do it!
Just do it. Okay, all right. Okay, I'm going to step back. All right, who else? Y'all, who else? We know she knows. What's your name? Amy. All right, we know Amy knows. All right, who else knows some lazy people? What ticks you off about them? Porter, I'm going to go with you. Get Porter mic. No, you go ahead.
No, they don't have any get up and go. You got to tell them everything.
You got to tell them everything.
Yeah, okay. And it gets tiring after a while.
Okay.
It really burns me up to hear somebody say, like, if you take a vacation and you buy yourself something nice, it must be nice.
Okay.
But they're too lazy to work.
Oh, okay. No, it didn't. No, it didn't go there. Okay. Y'all heard it, then. You heard it, Jack. You heard what he said. Jack, you know any lazy people? Give me the mic. What ticks y'all about lazy people?
It's the inconvenience factor of it.
Okay, you know, what do you mean?
Having maybe cleaned up after somebody or somebody come over your house and they trash it and they leave, you know.
Okay, all right, yep. Okay. It's on.
They make excuses for it.
Okay.
For that behavior.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of times lazy people don't see it as being lazy.
Okay.
They just see it being how they are.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
How they are.
How they are.
Okay. Right. And Mika, tell them about, because she works pharmaceutical. And tell them about how you had to buy booties for them because of the climate. And one guy wouldn't even put the booties all the way on. Go ahead and tell them. I told most of the story, but you go ahead.
Well, no, it's part of our procedures. Okay. I don't buy it, but the company buys it. But you have different sizes according to your foot size. But when the booty has to cover your entire shoe. But he will only put it, he won't put it up enough to cover it. And just because he's just special. Yes.
Is he still there?
He's still there. And you still tell him, cover your shoe. Put your booty on correctly. Every time. Yeah.
Dale? I told you, I knew that laziness was going to work. I knew prejudice was going to be slow. Selfishness wasn't even going to be acknowledged. But I knew laziness would kick it in.
Yeah, I got... gentleman that works for me, he is the epitome of laziness.
Okay.
We had, he has a certain rate he has to produce per day.
Uh-huh.
He never hits that rate.
Okay.
Sometimes I go looking for him, he's not around.
Okay.
I looked for him for about an hour one day, couldn't find him.
Who was it, Dale?
I don't want to call his name.
Okay, but, okay, okay. But, I say, where was he when you found him?
Oh, where was he?
Uh-huh.
In his car asleep.
No. Yeah. 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 Boy, he would be gone. Porter said he'd be gone. What happened, Dale?
Well, I was looking for him, and actually my operational manager, he got involved looking for him too, okay. So we couldn't find him. So we got security. Security pulled the tape, and he was out in the parking lot in his car.
Whoa.
So
they let him go, right?
He still working?
Well, he's on FMLA now.
What's that?
Family.
Yeah. Family. Okay.
So he got a final written warning for that one.
He got a final warning?
Okay. Yeah, final written warning. So now he's just dodging coming to work.
Okay. Yeah?
Because, but he is a unique character. That's all I can say. Very
unique. Let me take my spiritual people. Y'all look this up. Okay. I mean, you know, they are the ones that can find it real quick. It's a scripture that says, when evil is permitted to stay at your house, it will never leave your house. That's what it says. So it's going to be Old Testament. Might be Proverbs. That would sound like, all right, y'all find it for me. All right, Faith?
You work harder.
They make you work harder. Why is that?
Because they're slacked on what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
So then because you have to make up for what they're not doing, you have to work twice as hard.
Okay.
And that's what bothers me about lazy people.
Okay, all right. And you got to work hard. How lazy people walk? Slow. Show us, Jay. I know you're going to share. I'm not going to ask no lazy person to show us, though. They drag their feet. Okay. The body, they drag it.
The other thing about lazy people is at some point you have to make a choice whether you're going to cover for them or not.
Okay.
Like at my job, somebody else's laziness creates more work for me.
Okay.
And the more times that I do their work, the more they come to expect it.
Okay. You know? Okay. All right. Madam?
Okay. You asked for the scripture, Proverbs 17:13.
Uh-huh.
Evil will never leave the house of one who pays back evil for good. Is that the one?
That's it. Say it one more time. What's the scripture and verse?
It's the New International Version. Evil will never leave the house of one who pays back evil for good.
And what's the verse, chapter and verse?
Oh, it says Proverbs 17:13.
Okay. So in other words, you don't reward bad behavior. Because if you do, bad behavior will what? Continue. So you can overlook bad behavior for a while. And then what happens is the people who are faithful and busy working will start to resent the management because why haven't you done something about this? Then they start to act passive aggressive. So you got to have systems set in place for that, okay? Oh, give a mic. Hold on one second. Hold on, Mike, come your way.
Tell me if this is off the subject because my daughter's punching me. But my heart goes out to these people, and maybe that's, you know, we all have different giftings in the body.
Yeah.
She's a helps person, and I'm more of a counselor. That was what I did in my job.
Okay.
I was a probation officer for little kids.
Okay.
And I worked in school, too. And people, God gave me a love for people.
Okay.
Because I didn't have it.
Okay.
And I knew I didn't have it.
Okay.
And I didn't like myself for that. And I think he gave me an overdose, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. God don't make mistakes.
Okay.
But I look for an opportunity to draw these people out and try to help them because we all have some kind of weakness.
Yeah.
None of us are, you know, measure up.
Right. But see, somebody has come along to all of us in some type of way, shape, or form and offered to help us grow. So we stay where we are because, did you write this down? We are where we are because that's where we choose to be. That's harsh for some people. We are where we are because that's where we choose to be. Yeah, you have you can have a rough life, but if somebody else no longer has a rough life that had a rough life, what did they do and how did they act different in order to get out of that rough life? because after a while, you got to grow up. God designed everything to grow up. Not grow down, grow up. You follow me? All right. I got, okay. Some blind spots. So I'm going to give you a hint to some blind spots. Y'all been good so far. They been good? Okay. Some blind spots is some people like to do everything alone. Like to do everything alone. Y'all know anybody like that? Okay. Huh? Because there's certain things you need help with. Yeah. Ooh. Oh. No, he didn't. Okay.
I just think there's some things you shouldn't be doing alone.
Okay.
You know, you need to have a relationship. Not only marriage or couples, whether it's your homeboy, your homegirl, you need to do things with somebody.
Okay, all right, okay. Y'all hear what he say? How many of y'all agree? Some things you need to do with somebody. Man, don't say it. So the core of that is I'm afraid to ask for help. The core of it is I'm afraid to ask for help. I got one then coming your way. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Just don't want to, somewhat train somebody how to do what they're supposed to be doing. Okay. They'd rather just go ahead and do it themselves because they know how to do it.
Okay. All right.
They don't want to tell somebody else or show someone else how to do it correctly.
All right. All right, so what I'm talking about is lifestyle. They do everything alone. There are certain things you need somebody to help you with. Okay, all right, y'all don't. Okay, all right. I'm all right.
I think, just piggybacking on, is that some people don't think that you can do it right, so they'd rather do it by themselves. So rather than me entrusting you to do it, I'll just do it myself. I know I'm going to do it right.
Okay. You got Mike coming your way. Jess, you get the mic up?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. You on. He got you.
Okay. I feel, you know, nobody's perfect.
Okay.
So if somebody could do everything on their own, that means they're perfect.
Okay, all right.
And in the Bible, it clearly says nobody's perfect.
Okay, all right.
You know, so people have to get out of that mindset of thinking that they can do all because it's not true.
Okay, all right. Everybody need help? I mean, do we really? y'all got the brakes on out. Just ask Holy Spirit sometime. Now, remember, I'm saying this is a lifestyle. Yeah. Who's the mic person? Oh, you are. Okay. I thought you were telling something wrong with the mic.
No. As a perfectionist, I used to have a challenge delegating responsibility.
Okay.
Because what Dale said is true. I felt that they couldn't do it as good as I could.
Okay.
And this is when I used to run my mobile detail business.
Uh-huh.
And I would let the other person do it, and I would see the customer's face like, this ain't right.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
And I would pull back, and that transferred into a lot of other stuff that I used to have a challenge giving responsibility to people.
Okay, all right.
Thank God that's kind of diminished a little bit.
Can I ask y'all a question? So how did you learn how to do it? Jay is going real quiet in here. How did you learn how to do it so well? Huh? Somebody touch. Y'all say somebody touch. Touch. Yes, ma'am. Okay, Mike, go ahead.
If the person that teaches you to do something is past detailed or a perfectionist, and so you transfer that to the child and
you mess your children up, you really do.
It's hard to be taught something. Everybody's not a teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But what can I get from them? I can modify it after I get it, but I got to get it because they told me that I had to be trained by them. I mean, Jazz, you're dealing with that on your position. Yeah. Where the person is, anyway. Go ahead. Michelle?
Well, some people, let's just say that they have asked for help in the past and didn't receive it.
Okay.
So they may have just shut down in that area
and
said, you know what, instead of waiting for that help to come, I'm just going to do it myself.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. I ain't going to ask for nobody's help because the help has not been readily available. So bump it. I'm just going to go ahead and do it.
Okay. All right.
Well, I was taught don't ask for help.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
How many of y'all were taught that? One, two?
Well, I was always told at home that you need to learn to rely on yourself.
Oh, okay, okay.
And so that is one of my biggest issues with asking for people for help.
Okay.
Even though I know I might need help, in the back of my mind, I hear my mom saying, you need to learn to rely on yourself.
Okay.
Because ain't nobody going to help you.
Okay.
So that's where I get that from.
Gotcha. Appreciate that issue. How many was told that, though, seriously? Don't ask for help. What did your mom or dad say? Mike, come your way. What did dad say?
My dad said, never depend on a man.
Okay. Ooh.
You can do it. Never depend on a man and always depend on yourself. Okay. So in a previous relationship, when they were offering help, I was denying it. And that was causing issues because my dad told me, with or without a man, don't depend on them.
Okay.
So exactly everything that she was saying, it causes issues and struggles because you want to do it on your own. You do need the help, but maybe you're afraid to ask because you were told to do it.
Okay. Appreciate your honesty. How many of y'all were told that? Women were told that? Okay. All right. Okay. Who else? Well, y'all get real honest.
I need help because the reason why I don't ask is my excuse is because I don't want to inconvenience anyone.
Okay. All right.
So that's my excuse. Please help me with that.
Okay. All right. Yes, ma'am.
Or when
one in the back.
When I would ask my family for help,
they
were never available or the help was never there.
Okay.
So I learned to stop asking.
Okay.
So at that point, it's like now I have trouble just saying, hey, can you help me with such and such? Or can you do, I have that issue.
Okay. All right. Yes.
I was more so shown that.
Shown it?
Okay. Yes, because if things aren't working and they can get done, but then the person doesn't do it and waits on you to do it, then I just do it anyway.
Okay.
Like, you're waiting for me to do it, so I'm just going to do it. Or you ask them to do it and they do it wrong, or they forget, or they bring you the wrong thing.
Okay.
So I just do it myself.
I'm not laughing at you, but you had a list going on right there. They bring you the wrong thing, they get it the wrong way, the wrong color, the wrong length. Okay, I got you. I'm laughing with you, not at you. Yes, ma'am.
Well, some people go it alone because if you ask some people, they get real critical. So you don't want people to know how dumb you are.
Okay.
So you just kind of like.
Appreciate your honesty.
You know, do the best you can because some people, you know, can be real critical.
Okay. All right. Lee? Cheryl?
Well, when we were growing up, we usually had to do things around the house on our own because my dad, he was crippled. He couldn't do it. And we didn't feel right asking anybody else for to do it.
Okay.
So we was doing acting as the woman of the house and the man of the house, too.
Okay.
And now since I have grown up and when I need something done, if I ask somebody one time and they don't seem like they want to do it, I go ahead and do it myself.
Okay, all right. But you do ask sometimes.
Once in a while.
Once in a while. Okay. All right. Did y'all hear how long it was? Cheryl?
Sometimes I feel like I've made such a mess of things by myself. It's not right to ask anybody else to help me.
Okay.
Because I made the mess.
Got you. Okay. Okay. Sharon?
I'm glad this subject has come to the forefront because I know people who will not ask me for help.
Okay.
They will throw out some scenarios and situations, but they will not actually ask me, can you help me? It makes me feel some kind of way, and even though I will say, if you need something, just ask me.
Okay.
If I can do it, I will do it,
okay.
And if I can't, I will let you know that I can't. But that doesn't matter. They will still not ask. How do you?
You stay the way you are, because see, what they're doing is their process is to get you to change who you are. so that they won't have to ask for help. They want to hint for help. It's called manipulation. So that's what they, Yep. Okay. All right. Hold on. Okay. All right. Follow me? So that's what that is. But someone asked for help here, so I got to help them. Okay. So, Sabrina, would you mind just closing your eyes? Then don't nobody else close your eyes. What? Let her close her eyes. If you close your eyes, you're going to go into her spirit. Hey, can you give me lights? So you said you don't like asking for help because you're inconvenienced. Okay? You don't want to inconvenience them. Okay? Just close your eyes. And you're the reporter. You'll tell me what you see, what you sense, what you hear. Holy Spirit, reveal to Sabrina. Point in origin as that little girl where she was heard that she's an inconvenience. And you let me know what you see. It's right there. Go ahead and feel it. Don't touch her. Go ahead and feel it. See, as a little girl or a little boy, we hear information, but we transform it to ourselves. Because, see, we don't have no filter system as a little boy, that little girl. If somebody says, you nasty because you boo-booed on yourself, they meant the dapper, but you heard it as yourself. So when you said what you said, so just go ahead and feel that. Don't try to pull it back because you asked for help and help showed up. So I just need you to tell me, how old is that little girl when she heard or when she saw or was told that she's an inconvenience? Keep your eyes closed. So how old was she? A mic is coming your way, but you don't have to hold the mic. The mic will be in front of you. How old is she right there?
Very young.
She's very young. And where is she at? Do you see where you're at? Your spirit man has total recall.
The person's
father. The person is your father?
My mother.
Your mother? Okay. And I want you to look around in that scene because your spirit has total recall. Is anybody else in that room or is it just you and your mother?
Just my mother.
Okay. And what is that little girl believing about herself right there? And I'm talking to the little girl.
That her life would be better.
Her life would be better without me. So that little girl made a decision that I don't want to inconvenience anybody. I don't want to ask them for help. I don't want to ask them to pass the salt. I don't want to ask them to give me a glass of water. Even I can't get sick because if I get sick, I'm an inconvenience. Just stay right there for a second because that's the last time you're going to feel that intense pain. Now I want you to ask Jesus out of your mouth, Jesus, am I an inconvenience to you?
To you.
And what did he say?
Never.
He just didn't say no, he said never. So when you're crying and you pray, you're not an inconvenience to him. So when you don't talk to him, you're not an inconvenience to him. When you call on him all the time, you're not an inconvenience, because he said never. That's a long time. Now, what I want you to do, I want you to drift back to that little scene where you're with your mother, and she says she's an inconvenience. And I want you to look around and see where Jesus is when you encounter her this time. So you the reporter, what's going on right there? He's standing beside you? And how much pain do you feel hearing your mom say, I'm an inconvenience, with Jesus standing beside you?
None.
I can't hear you.
None.
You don't feel no pain?
None.
But before, that pain was so intense it made you cry.
Yes.
But just because you're never an inconvenience with him and he's standing beside you, we can go to that same place. and you not feel any pain.
Yes.
And just stay right there. And just stay right there. And just repeat after me. So, Jesus.
Jesus.
Now that I've given this to you.
Now that I've given this to you.
What is it you want to give me in return?
What is it you're going to give me in return?
For what I just gave you.
For what I just gave you.
And just listen on the inside. See what he wants to show you, tell you, or give you. And what do you say?
Guidance.
Guidance. You receive it?
Yes.
Okay. I just want you to scan your body one more time and see whether you feel any pain. Or whether it feels peaceful and resolved.
Peaceful and okay. Resolved. Yes.
What does that feel like to you?
Oh, it feels great.
So those tears of joy now. You can give me nice. Thanks, Nelson. So can I share something with y'all? Y'all better get out of the way, because now she knows she's not an inconvenience. She's going to ask y'all for everything. Girl, would you drive? You going to pay for the meal? What? What restaurant are we going to? I want to go over here. Oh, I need to buy your car. Because there's a lot of stuff stored up. So, guys, all you encountered was, all I did was introduce her to Jesus' love in that area. He says, perfect love casts out all fear. Whenever we have an area of our life that we are in fear or in pain, it's just that we don't know his love in that area. So he was there.
Uh-oh. This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.